We got everybody on.
Believe
Looks
so.
like it. So let's go ahead and get started. It's bring the meeting to order. It's 4 p.m. Could I have a roll call, please?
Yeah. Stacy Carter.
Here.
Ann Chandler.
Here.
Ryan Johnson.
Here.
Kevin Kelsey.
Here.
And Kevin Latos.
Present.
Okay.
Great, thank you. Do we have any public comment today?
No.
If not, let's move on to approval of minutes from February 13, 2023, attached. If everybody has reviewed those, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
This is Ryan. I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Ryan. Do I have a second?
This is
I'll
Stacy.
second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Stacy. Do we have any discussion? If not, roll call, please.
Stacy Carter.
Yes.
Ann Chandler.
No.
Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
Kevin Kelsey.
Yes.
Kevin Latos.
Yes.
Okay.
I see we have no unfinished business, so let's move on to new business. Acceptance of the bills. Is there
Hey,
anything you
Kevin,
need to
I'm
share
sorry.
with us?
I'm sorry. It's Kevin. I just realized that in the minutes it says that I called the meeting to order, not you.
Okay. You can
Oh,
just make
I
that.
didn't catch that myself.
I just looked at it. I'd read them twice and just saw it. So
Sorry about that.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We'll make that
I
change.
probably just saw Kevin and went on by.
Yeah, we'll make the correction.
Okay, thank you. So acceptance of February bills. Ryan, is there anything you'd like to bring to our attention?
I don't, but I'd be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any.
I do. I
Okay.
do have some. This staff day, I saw $3,000 for a speaker, and then you've got $500 down for a venue. I don't recall these expenditures for this type of day before. Was it due to COVID, or why are we spending that much? Or what is staff day, I guess?
So every year prior to COVID, we had a day, a staff day, where we had some kind of learning opportunity presented, team building. We took a day to just do those type of things with all staff were required to come at a location. So we're finally getting back to that after COVID now to be able to have those again in person.
It just seems like a lot of money, and you're not done yet, I'm sure. The consulting, I saw there was a consulting for $3,000. Energy, Engage Insights. What's that all about?
So that is the same engagement firm that when we got the that did the survey for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch survey last year. So we are doing one more just to see what comparison we have with the data from last year. It's a year's worth of, this survey and I think some consultant services, but so they've sent out already a survey to staff. We're going to compare if improvements have been made from last year's survey to this year's survey.
And was this anonymous by any chance? Or
Yes, it was.
okay. And the staff knows it's anonymous then.
Yes,
Okay.
yeah, they have to answer, immediately questions that come in, and they don't have to, there's no required field for name or anything like that.
Okay. I saw Linda Petty. I thought she retired or
She
resigned.
did, but this was an automated charge on her account that they were trying to get
Oh.
switched over. So this was the last month that I believe will be on her account, and it's gone on now to the new delivery coordinator at the Carbondale's office charge card. Rhonda, I will say the last month was in March, which that
Okay.
the statement ends a month later, so it will be on next month still,
Yeah, it
and
was
then it
just
will be done.
trying to get that last thing that was an automation, auto charge on her account cleaned up. And it was just taking a while for them to get it switched over.
Okay. And then I had another just curious question. There was at Edwardsville, there was a charge for salt for $357.50. The next day, there was another charge for salt for $507. What was the difference?
So that was just the amount of salt that they used, I think we were charged to on the product and the trip itself. So since they come, you know, one day versus the other, I think it was the day that we had some ice and it was later in the day. And then the next morning, they may have came twice, I think, throughout the next day. So that's why one day was one day, you know, one night, and then the next day was two trips.
I just thought it was odd for 2 days, especially when they'd already had salt on it the day before. You would have thought there'd been some left. I don't know. I just thought about that. But again, on staff day, why are we spending this much on a staff day? I mean, I can think of 100 different things this kind of money could be used for to benefit our library. So I guess I have and this isn't the beginning of those expenses.
We budget, you know, there will be more expenses. The venue that the $500 is down. I know Jill had, the HR director told me the other day, the total with food in the place itself and some access to the other things within there was going to be about $2,700, but that included all the food and the this deposit would be applied towards it too. And then we will have some travel from the other hubs. It's in Edwardsville, so they will be coming here. We try to keep it where most of our staff was, so we weren't spending a lot of money for people to travel to a whole different location than where our hub was at, where the most people were at. So we are, you know, trying to save doing that, but we will have Champaign staff coming down, Carbondale staff coming up. Like I said, it is a learning opportunity for all staff, and it has a chance for us to work with some of our drivers, thank people that aren't in the office all day long, you know, and build those relationships. And it has been helpful in the past as far as team building and also some different exercises that we do and learning opportunities through the day.
Okay. Well, I guess I was looking at all the professional development that's done and people are going out to those meetings. So I just think it's a lot of money, but I appreciate you answering my questions.
Mm-hmm. Rhonda, I assume there's a line item for training. Does this fall under that?
Yes. So it was budgeted this year in the, development line for staff. So this was part of it.
Do you know roughly what that line item is? Not the dollar amount, but the percentage of the total budget. I was wondering if there's any guidelines or recommendations, you know, like a certain percentage of your budget.
Yeah.
Your organization.
Well, I'm sure it's, you know, in comparison, it's very small. To the total,
I
could send it out after the fact, you know, of what that comes out to be. I could send it out to this committee.
Sure.
After we get that.
I just know I sometimes get similar questions from my board here locally.
Okay.
Along those same lines, like what percentage of the overall budget should be going to really anything, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, I know the one area of the professional development was like $32,000. I'm not sure if that's the same line or not, but
sure.
Yeah, like I said, there seems to be a lot of it. And then for this particular one, that seems like high dollar.
I mean, that is for 100 staff members. So, you know, I mean, it's per staff, it doesn't come out to be as much if you look at it that way. But like I said, we do usually did it prior, you know, once a year prior to COVID in the past. But yeah, I will look at that and I will let you know what the percentage of the budget is, that line, after we get done with this today. Send that out in an email.
Okay, nothing else. I'd entertain a motion to accept the bills.
I'll make a motion.
Ryan,
I'll second.
Thank you. Stacy, roll call, please.
Stacy Carter.
Yes.
Ann Chandler.
Yes.
Brian Johnson.
Yes.
Kevin Kelsey.
Yes.
Kevin Latos.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Next item is acceptance of the financial report. Rhonda, anything specific you need to report, point out?
Sure. I will just point out that, as I mentioned last month, that Live and Learn portion, that last payment that we received, is reflected in this month's statement under the general fund. So now we are only waiting on the LSTA portion of the System Area Per Capita Grant, which is the federal fund. So we're hoping that will come soon. The Illinois funds is still performing well. So we, in general, had close to $19,000 worth of interest income in that recorded. But our budget, you know, as far as expenditures over actuals for general, is under budget by 17.6%. And so that's doing really well. Like I mentioned last month, the CMC and OCLC funds have all been received for the year. So we did receive also in these statements is reflected in the library trustee training grant. We received the second quarter expenditure reimbursement. So that was $33,909.01. That's on that grant report under this on the statement of revenue and expenditures. And on share, you can see that the statement of revenue expenditures for them, we have billed out 94% of the budgeted amount. We have collected 99.6%. So collections there is really well. They are also under budget for their expenses by 6.5%. So, and all other items there have been included in an explanation if the target benchmark is under the 33% for personnel and 35% for, I'm sorry, 33% for all expenditures except for personnel, and then it's 35% for personnel. Everything is explained on each statement of revenue and expenditures for that. And then on the balance sheet, the general fund operations for that cash balance would go 15.9 months as of February 28th. For that total amount of $6,209,430.19 that's on the balance sheet for general. And for shares balanced overall for their operating funds, that would take them out 8.6 months based on FY23 operations budget. So they have a total of $2,747.77, and their unrestricted part that I just mentioned is $1,387,565.57. And then we have included that statement of cash flows, just showing the cash activity during the month of February in that packet. So that's all I have. Does anybody have anything for me? Any questions? Okay.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like a motion to approve the financial report that's presented.
I'll make that motion.
Thanks, Ann. Do I have a second?
I'll second. This is Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan. Roll call, please.
Stacy Carter.
Yes.
Ann Chandler.
Yes.
Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
Kevin Kelsey?
Yes.
Kevin Latos?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. And finally, under new business investment update.
Okay, so every year we bring to you the activity in the Capital Projects Fund and what maybe our next investment will be in that. So we've researched some CDs at area banks and have found one at Busey Bank that has a total of interest as 4.25. So we are proposing to put in to that CD
a total of 240,000, which will bring us by the time it matures for 11 months, it'll be right under the 250,000 FDIC threshold. So, but in as far as the activity, you could see what we budgeted and what our projected actuals are for the year. So where we will end in the budget for this year versus what we will, you know, are predicting to end for the actuals in the capital projects fund. So you can see we are predicting to have a total capital projects fund balance as of June 30th of this year of $909,306 if we spend what we're predicting. Does anybody have any questions on that?
Well, I know that rates are upside down right now. Mm-hmm. Because if I look at 1 month T-bills, they're pushing up towards 5%. So I'm just wondering why you're settling for just to lock in for a year when rates are just going to continue to climb and we're going to miss out.
You know, we just take the safest route, to be quite honest, and we don't, you know, want to tie our funds up to where it's hard to get something out of, but you know, we are, you know, always open to other options.
So that's the exact opposite of what I'm saying. A 1 month is you're tying your money up for 1 month,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a 12-month CD, and you're doing it at a lower rate. So that troubles me. I mean, admittedly, it's only $1,200 difference. But still, it just makes me wonder.
So, go ahead, Leslie.
What are you getting for the OMI funds at this point?
It was 4.61 yesterday. So the activity in Illinois funds is better. We just, you know, my worry is that it will eventually go down, and it's done that, and it's done that rather quickly before. So I just wanted to make sure we were locked in at that higher rate if it does start to decline for at least 11 months to get a decent return on a CD.
I'm pretty confident it's not going to be going down in the next few months.
No.
Really.
I kind of looked into that and I just thought, well, I've read like past summer it can start declining. So I thought this gets us at least, you know, five more months past that or something at a higher rate of what it will decline then we are as a safe investment.
I mean, it's not unsafe, certainly not.
Mm-hmm.
And Busey's a very well-run bank, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that short-term rates are good. And they're going to be good for several months. You can still lock in at 4.25%, even, I don't know, June or July at the earliest is when I think they'll be going down again. And I don't even think it's going to happen then.
Mm-hmm.
So just a question.
Yeah. And that's my reasoning behind it was just because we've experienced that decline before. And since they are kind of at a high interest right now, I just hoped from what I've seen, you know, what I've looked into, that we would be locked in past the decline at least for half a year, probably.
Okay.
Kevin?
Ron, would there be extra management costs incurred into doing it one way or the other? Kevin, you're saying no.
No, it's just straight. It's really a very simple transaction. It's just a wire.
Now, for the treasury bills, wouldn't we have to have the board approval and those minutes?
Yeah,
and
each I'm month just using
go in and...
I'm using T-bills as an example.
Yeah, okay.
I know that because I pay attention to T-bill rates.
Mm-hmm.
T-bills are significantly higher short term than they are longer term. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I know Rails.
It's a real anomaly.
Yeah. And I know, Leslie, you have your hand up, but I do know I've talked to our financial manager at Rails, and she had mentioned just last month that they were going to start exiting out of treasury bills. So she said they just weren't seeing what they were seeing in CD rates and things similar to that. So, you know, that's just another thing I took into consideration too. With this,
T-bills are actually going up.
Are they?
Yeah, it's been a really real steady increase mm-hmm. for the last 3 or 4 months. So just a thought.
Okay.
Leslie?
Thank you. let me take my hand down first. I don't know how to. Okay. So the only restriction that we have with the, well, there's some restrictions, but the primary restriction, Kevin, that we have is that we have to invest it in an Illinois bank, I believe, a bank that's based in Illinois. So if you have information that you can share with us related to where you found these rates, we would definitely look into that. But Colleen is also right. We'd have to be coming back to the board on a regular mm-hmm. basis to renew. Because there isn't a mechanism where the board's just automatically, unless the board wanted to just give us, you know, the authority to continue to make those decisions. I don't know that that would be something the board would decide they want to do. So if you can share that with us, we'll definitely look into it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Brian?
Do we have any sort of financial management account, wealth management account? Or is it all just going through you?
It's all just done through us. Yeah, okay. We don't have...
we don't outsource it.
No, we don't. Honestly, you know, we usually are using some of our money at the beginning of the year. So we try to keep it as liquid as possible as far as the general fund, and the capital projects just isn't large enough to, you know, Rails has... $20 million to play with their investment compared to ours. It's just very different where they do have that, you know, and we just don't have that kind of cash balance. So we try to just work it in-house and make the best decisions as possible. But mm-hmm. our policy is that anytime we open a new account investment option, it does have to be approved by the board, like they mentioned. So anything that we would decide to change or do, you know, quickly or what have you, you know, even or frequently, we're going to have to present to the board every time. So that's just your role. That's the board's role.
Yeah. Well, I just wonder, you know, if we could get to a point where we could have a wealth management account and offload that to some mm-hmm. other entity. I mean, here locally, we work with First Bank, and you know, the board just says, "Yeah, here's the money. Mm-hmm. Do what you can do with it. Here's the guidelines that we have to play within." You know, as a taxing body, and then that just kind of runs on its side, and that way the board isn't making decisions, and our treasurer is not having to navigate that independently. Just food for thought. If we get to a point where we have enough cash flow where that can be possible, mm-hmm. I think that would be helpful.
We do something very similar. A company called Ehlers, and they bring us options, and then mm-hmm. we've applied options. That's how we've done it for a long time.
Okay.
So today you're seeking approval to move this money into a bond or a bond at
CD,
correct? Or CD.
Mm-hmm. At Busey Bank. Bank. I mean, that's our recommendation. If you want us to do something different, we can, you know, present it again next month with different options. But that's what we have for today.
So to do that, I would need a motion to authorize the purchase of this.
I'll make the motion. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Kevin, thank you. Do we have
a second?
Anne? And roll call, please.
Stacey Carter?
No.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Kevin Kelsey?
Yes.
Kevin Latos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, motion carried. Let's see, go back to my agenda. Any announcements? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Ann made the motion. Ryan second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you. We went a little longer this time. Not the 4 minutes or 11 minutes from last time, but thank you, everybody, for
Take your care.
Time.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.